WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
We had to be on the rest of their life. And that day they got delivered. Two of them came to me.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
I want you to pray for my friend's son. Okay. We'll do that later. Okay.
So a lot of self-pity is involved. That spirit always keeps you tied to the past. And thinking about the past, I had that one too. I had a speech impediment. And that's the first thing I got delivered of.
And, you did. You had a speech impediment.
Yeah, I mumbled like this loud. Can you hear me talking? And it sounded real loud in my head. And from a kid, the teachers, parents, everybody was always trying to get me to talk up. But when I talk up, it's like I was screaming. And I didn't know what was going on with me. And then I started learning about deliverance in 2002 because I got under a weird attack demonically. And I'd never experienced it, didn't know anything about spirits. I've seen God heal probably 1,000 people, but I didn't know anything about spirits.
Yeah.
And they attack everybody. Whatever your family has, you get. That's just the way it works. Sorry.
So you're talking real low.
Yeah. And God sent this lady to fast 40 days for me from another state. Long story I won't go into, but over this attack I was getting, as a spirit of death attacking me. And was reading this book. She's like, what if I come read your book with you? Because she's trying to get me better. Maybe she wanted to be out of the 40-day fast. I don't know. Probably not. She was totally sold out. She's with Franklin Graham. God sent her to different places, Haiti. And God sent her here for me, Mr. Nobody. Thank God. I don't know if I'd be alive. But anyway, we're studying it, and I was like, I wonder if this speech problem has a spirit. She goes, I think it is. I said, let's cast it out. I'd never done any deliverance, and we just yelled for like 15 minutes. And then I was like, do I sound any different? Her eyes got real big. She moved her head. Yeah, I went by, asked my mom. I'm like, do I sound any different? She goes, yeah, you're real loud. I can hear you good. I was like, then the next day I come back. They always try to come back. And for like 2 weeks, I was mumbling again. I said, let's just do it again. So we did it again. It left for good, and it took 3 or 4 months for my jaw. I couldn't tell I was talking louder, but my jaw and tongue would be so sore after 3 or 4 minutes of talking in the morning all day long and be hurt so bad. And I wanted to tell people what's going on because I got delivered of the death thing, I got delivered of the speech thing, and I got delivered of lust. I had lustful fantasies, not with a woman for 8 years, had lustful fantasies going every waking moment from my dad, that spirit was. And when she was fasting with me, that left too. And I'd went and confessed that in the church 3 times, embarrassing myself, and got prayer. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know it was a spirit. I would have probably stood stronger against it if I'd known it wasn't me. I thought it was me, you know? And so anyway, I'm like, what else isn't me? And then God just, man, I got delivered a lot of stuff. I went to a ministry teaching on spiritual roots of disease. The lady actually showed up at the racetrack. Because she goes, what does he normally do to my mom? Because I couldn't get out of the room when that death thing. All I could do is go, praise you, Jesus, on my knees all day long. Praise you, Jesus.
What death thing?
This spirit just come on me, and I didn't know anything about spirits. That's what drew me into studying.
And what was the spirit of death?
Spirit of death.
What does that mean? What were you feeling?
I felt it was so weird, and I've been depressed, suicidal much of my life growing up from first grade. But this was weird. It was like a humming. It was like burning coals in my chest, my skin, like stuff all over. And this massive, beyond any depression I ever felt, I just was saying, God, take my life or deliver me. And I couldn't get it as a spirit. I couldn't believe I could have a spirit that time in my life. But I didn't mean deliver a spirit out of me. I just meant deliver me out of this thing. And I quit eating. I wasn't going to eat again until I either died or God delivered me. The 7th day, instantly, boom, I felt better than I ever felt. I think some other spirits left too. I didn't know I had. And then the next day I started eating. The next day, bam, it's back instantly. I'm like, what the heck? Quit eating again in the room. And I was bragging the day before how I'm delivered. And then next day I'm in the room for another 7 days. 7th day, instantly gone again. I fasted 10 days. And then I started eating. And the next day it's back. Boom. I'm like, and my brother's like, this is a spirit. He, even though I led him to the Lord, he knew about spirits and I didn't, you know, because this is like 10 years down the road. And then, the next day I woke up, it's gone. I was like, oh, this is great. 2 days, I'm doing good. I'm eating. I think everything's great. And like a truck ran me right in the middle of the day. I'm like, what the heck? And I go home, and I'm in the room, and I call my brother. I don't know what's going on. I was doing good for 2 days, and just like a truck ran into me. He says, how long ago? I said, an hour. He goes, I was fasting for you for the last 2 days. I just ate an hour ago. I'm like, holy cow. And then he sent the woman to me. The pastor's mother says, you've got to meet this lady. She has stories like you do going on. Praying for people, and I met her. We told stories. Didn't think I'd ever see her again. The next day, she'd go and get chocolate chip cookies out of the Subway, and she looked at the sign on 95. God had a vision of my face on the sign, so she didn't eat. The next day, she's not hungry. Third day, she's like, how long do I have to fast for this guy? God says, go to your birthday and count back 40 days. And she, it was the day, day she started. She did a 40-day water fast for me. So she asked my mom, what's he do? Well, he goes to the biggest race of the year. It's in Orlando. But I was like, I can't go near the shop because the enemy didn't want me working on cars because that's what God created me to do. Like, the dream was 5 years after this. But if I even went in the parking lot of the shop, it would get worse. And she said, what if I come read your book to you? So that's what started that. And she started the whole learning about deliverance. And then she shows up at the race with these tapes. Now, I'd prayed for people, probably 1,000 people at least, for 13 years. So I had a pretty good track record to look back on. And I've seen cancers disappearing in my hand. I've seen a lot of stuff. And then I'm listening to this teaching, and he's teaching on spiritual roots of disease. And that's different sins with different diseases.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I look back on 13 years. I was like, man, I haven't ever seen diabetes healed. I haven't seen this. I've never seen one disease healed. Cancer's not really a disease. Your body's not attacking itself. That's a different thing. Get something growing. And so then I went to ministry and got healed of irritable bowel, which I had my whole life, even though I've been healed of a messed up back for 5 years. My knee, they wanted to do emergency surgery. I got healed of that. I said, no, I'm not doing this. And God healed me. But I still had the irritable bowel. And then they taught on that comes from fear. And I thought, well, it started in first grade. Well, in first grade, I wrote slower than anybody in the class, and the lady would bring you up front, the last one done writing, and beat the crud out of you. She was a mean first grade teacher. Yes. And
she would beat you?
Yeah. She had the biggest pat on the school. Everybody would talk about her. And I just tried to write real neat, so I wrote slow. So every day I knew I was going to get beat. So consequently, irritable bowel starts. I couldn't eat the whole day because I get so cramps and everything. So I had to starve all day in school.
People perpetrate this crime on children.
Yeah, I know. And I kept everything to myself. My mom didn't really know what was happening. But that's when it started. And then the enemy, through fear, I started eliminating foods. And I would try the food, but I would get sick. But it's because I had fear the food was going to make me get sick. And when I went to that ministry, I'm like, I got delivered, and I ate everything I hadn't eaten in 30 years when I came home, and have been eating everything since. And then, so it's pretty interesting, though, because I was able to go back and get some people healed I couldn't help. And I'll tell you, the main thing, the most common thing, is unforgiveness. And you pray for non-believers, they can have unforgiveness because they're not God's child.
Mm.
I love praying for non-believers. They're way easier to get healed. I have so many believers and pastors send people to me, and it's usually unforgiveness.
Mm.
It's blocking healing. Like arthritis is unforgiveness. I don't even pray for arthritis. I just lead them to forgiveness. If they truly forgive, it leaves, because the bitterness leaves.
Well, I wrote a song on that.
Praise God.
This is goes like this. Goes, let's say, seven times 70 he has forgiven me. That's what I'm called to do. 7 times 70, he has forgiven me. 7 times 70, I'll forgive you. As we've forgiven, we'll be forgiven. The Lord said it, it's true. 7 times 70, he has forgiven me. 7 times 70, I'll forgive you.
Amen.
You know, 70 times 7, 7 times 70.
Yeah, people
which know, means ad infinitum, right?
Yeah, people don't know how deep it is. My mom had trigger finger. I came home, and I'm like, Mom, this is bitterness. So I'm like, Saturday, I look at me, I commanded to come out, and the Lord actually showed me that, come out, and I'm like, move your hand, or hand freed up. 6 days later, locks up. See, I'm using my authority, but it had legal right to be there. I'm using my authority, so I said, you got somebody you need to forgive, Mom. It can't just come in. She thinks she knows who it is. I pray again. She forgives. It takes twice as long to get it out the second time. Hand frees up. 6 days later, locks back up. I said, Mom, somebody you're not forgiving. She goes, I don't know who it could be. So I just pray for God to show her. 2 or 3 months go by with her thumb locked up. She has this dream, something my dad did 30 years earlier, and she's not chewing on it or even thinking about it, but she never forgave him. In the dream, she walks in the room. He's doing whatever it was. She didn't tell me. She knocks him down. She's kicking him on the floor, and she wakes up, and goes, oh, Lord, I forgive him for that. And 4 o'clock in the morning, her thumb freed up, had to leave. She forgave and was free for 21 years till she died.
I'll tell you what, I had an abusive stepfather. My father was killed, so we had this other fellow from my age of 6 to 12 or 13, and he would come into the room drunk at night, never physically beating or anything, but he would come and say, you know, you're never going to amount to anything, you're never going to be anybody of any value. I went, oh, what do you do? It's a little 7-year-old? So anyway, this went on for years, and then finally I ended up living with him when my mother became alcoholic for a short time there, but I ran away, so anyway, it's years later. I know that he's dead, and years later, I mean, you know, all of a sudden I'm driving and I see this instantaneous vision. I can't explain visions to people, but you can have your eyes open. But I know that I've had it if I can draw it.
Yeah,
it's like a photograph. I see it right there. I can see it right now. So all of a sudden I see him, and he's in line with other people. He's in a line, and there's a light shining right on him, and he's looking at me with the most loving smile. And I said, oh, I forgot that guy had blue eyes and a blondish brown hair. You know, he was a big executive vice president of IBM and very successful in life, but this alcoholic. And behind him was the old guy that used to yell at me, but this new one was smiling at me. And I said, oh, that's him in heaven, changed, because he was just giving me the most loving smile. Praise and, of course, I could still sometimes jump into anger about the abuse I took, but I don't have animosity towards him. I don't think I do.
And understanding it was the enemy in him making him like that. We don't battle against flesh and blood. And when you can actually discern, discernment, between discernment and judgment, and judgment makes a person evil. Discernment recognizes there's a spirit. Takes something very grotesque, like child molesting. No one would want to do that with what God created in them. Only a spirit could cause somebody to do that. So to understand, that probably guy is probably in more torment than anybody ever met.
We need people, you know, to be delivered. There's a whole
right.
Lot
that's
of,
the problem in the church. Nobody's
when you're not,
getting
when
delivered.
You're out on the outside, and you look at, why would you do that? These things, and you go, because Jesus. But
delivered.
The Lord says, I remember opening up the Bible. I wish I would remember where this was. It said, almost like, don't judge them. You've seen God; they have not. That doesn't mean I've seen God, but when we've been revealed, we've seen God. Don't judge those because they have yet to see God, and that's why it's easier for you. Oh, we're out of time.
Okay.
If people want to get in touch with you, his name is James Wrench. He works on racing cars. You've done that around the world, right? And now are you still still working on racing cars? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually building an electric Tesla, a 57 Chevy out of a Tesla at the moment.
Well, we'll have to hear about that. But if they want to get in touch with you and want to talk about healing ministries or anything, what's your church service you have?
Actually, I just go to another church, Treasure Coast Victory Center Fort Pierce. Treasure Coast Victory Center,
okay.
Tom Karras.
They can
Fort
find
Pierce.
You there.
Yes.
Okay. James Wrench, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Pray to the Lord. He will deliver you. God is not a man that he should lie. I'm Rhett Palmer.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
Just how beautiful you are, how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. And oh, how he loves us, how he loves us.